This month on WHM's exclusive Patreon spooktacular episode, it's 2 hours and 11 minutes of what? It's Van Helsing. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Von Cabin.
Eric Siska, I guess.
And we hate movies.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes, that is better.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
These sick fucks, you've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Put the fucking lotion in the
bag! What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Sorry, everybody.
No, I mean, it was very surprising. You went for it, and I couldn't think of another monster man.
You could have just done Von Siska.
Or Frank-n-Siska.
Frank-n-Siska's good.
Yeah.
Creature from the Black Sadak. Yeah, yeah, that's fun.
Oh, we're on the air. Welcome to We Hate Movies, loyal Patreon subscriber. This is your bonus spooktacular episode, and we are talking about, that's right, Van Helsing from 2004, directed by the Mummy's Stephen Sommers.
Oh, man, yeah.
Dude, I think this guy's in movie jail, by the way. You see this
really?
IMDb?
Well,
the G.I. Joe was really like, all right, pal. Yeah. All right, buddy.
Yeah, we found you out, motherfucker.
Because he only did the first one, I think, right?
Yeah,
the first
he produced G.I. the second one.
Yeah.
It was directed by Crazy Rich Asians, John Chu.
Oh, wow.
He didn't direct that movie?
No, the second one is John Chu.
Because he had that Odd Todd, or what the fuck
Odd
is
Odd Thomas?
Odd yeah. Thomas.
Who did Dragon Emperor's Tomb? Was that a turtle tob?
Yeah, it is. I think it is a turtle tob.
I believe that's a turtle top there.
You got a good turtle top here.
Got yourself a nice shiny turtle top.
Well, I can direct your mummy movie, but could you polish my shell while you do it?
I don't know. What do we think about those mummy movies? I never liked them.
No, they were always bad.
Maybe I was too old for them, possibly.
The first one, I think, is a very good hangover movie.
Okay. Yes, I agree with that.
The two other ones are fucking trash.
I've seen the second one, I think, more than the first one, though. I've
really?
Seen the first two a ton, because it was like in the early days of DVD,
sure.
And you better believe I had collections editions of both of those things.
Is it like you have to like find the play movie in the sand?
Yeah,
is
that click on the right little icon,
it's
you know,
like
a little hieroglyphic.
I'm in the movie.
Yeah, dude.
I'm in the movie.
Because it's what you want to do when you're watching movies or trying to watch movies is first... solve puzzles.
Yeah, can I play a Resident Evil scene before I can watch the movie?
Exactly. But then I've never seen the third one at all.
The third one is the
Tomb
Dragon,
of the Dragon Emperor. Emperor.
That's the Jet Li one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the second one has The Rock, right? And then the second one.
No.
Has
wait. That you're
yes, he
second
is
has
the
Rock.
One.
And then it's a spinoff
of
the Scorpion
the
King.
Phone. Yeah. The Scorpion King. That's not the second movie.
No. That was after the Dragon Emperor thing. I think.
And it's featured.
It's in universe though.
Yes. It's in universe.
All right.
Yeah. Same cinematic universe. And now, thanks to the magic of direct to DVD. There's like fucking five of those Scorpion King movies.
Oh, yeah.
They just hire like wrestlers and stuntmen.
Yeah, no, that's UFC guys. That's what they're doing with their off time.
When you're trying to see if some UFC fucking punch body can act, you put him in these movies.
Chuck fucking Liddell as the Mummy.
It's like, yeah, no, so it started with The Rock, who's a professional wrestler. Then you go down to like UFC. I think the new one's like a bar fighter.
Who the hell are who's watching these movies?
Reggie Nixon bar fighter.
He gets paid in fucking lukewarm, half-empty bottles of beer.
I saw Reggie break a chair over that guy's head. He could be in a Scorpion King.
By the way, Kevin, what the hell are you talking about? He totally did direct the second G.I. Joe movie.
No, he didn't. That's John Chu.
Kevin, I'm looking at it right now. Stephen Sommers, IMDb page, director, G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra.
Are you looking at director or producer?
Isn't it The Rise of Cobra that's the second one, or is it the first one?
No. Retaliation's the second
one. Oh, right. Then my apologies, Chris Cab.
Yeah, because no one's just going to see a movie called G.I. Joe, Andrew.
No.
But if you know it's The Rise of Cobra, now I'm in.
Something's got to rise. Something's got to retaliate.
Yes. What I will say about Steven Sommers, what he needs every time is an R rating. Because you know what else he directed?
Deep Rising.
Deep Rising. Oh. Yeah, that shit is amazing.
Yep, that's totally right, actually.
That's
he also directed, I believe. Oh, absolutely.
Big time.
He directed a movie in 1989 also called Catch Me If You Can.
Oh,
featuring one of...
Where are you going, Frank? The Scorpion Kingdom?
Lesser known Tangerine Dream soundtrack on that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have to fight Dracula? Go to Dracula's castle, Frank!
This will get me involved in this Catch Me If You Can movie, though.
Fell into a pile of cream.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway.
M. Emmett Walsh is in this Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, okay.
A hotshot car racer persuades the class president of a small Minnesota high school to gamble on illegal car races, to raise money for their school facing closure.
Oh, wow. And as the class president, he has to do it.
I guess so.
And there'll be some slow motion racing scene with... Dun, 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 dun.
So dun, 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 Van Helsing.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you tell how hard we're trying not to talk about this movie?
This movie is incomprehensible. It is borderline unwatchable. And it might be the toughest thing I've had to sit through for this podcast.
It's tough.
It's trash.
It dares you not to watch it. It really does. It's like, come on. What?
I will take Nuki. I will take The Phantom Menace. I will take anything.
I'm kind of in your camp on this one, actually.
I was really struggling to pay attention.
Exactly. Yes. That's the big thing. Because the movie keeps changing what it's about, and you're like, now we're fucking vampire babies. Okay,
dude, those little things—they look like little flying gremlins. These guys.
I'm sure they took that into account.
Long story short, he's a vampire monster hunter.
Oh.
He's the little brother of Abraham Van Helsing.
I don't know that. I don't know that that's true.
I don't think that's true.
At least according to the Tribune Trivia, America's number one news source.
I think he's an immortal.
He has to be an immortal.
They say he's like the Angel Gabriel, right? They hint at that.
Again, and that's I don't even know who... the movie takes 2 hours and 11 minutes, and I don't know who Van Helsing is by the end of it.
Yeah.
Like, because Dracula keeps calling him Gabriel. There's all this shit about, like, seated at the left hand of the father or whatever the fuck.
So it's just a nom de plume.
But also, like, he even says, like, Dracula's like, you killed me, Van Helsing. You're the murderer of me. Because that's like, the big mystery of the movie. It's like,
right.
But that happened, like, 400 years ago. So then how is...
Oh, dude, it's Highlander, dude. It's a secret Highlander movie.
Oh.
And he's just, like, Van Helsing art curator slash... monster hunter on his free time, just like Russell Nash.
I gotta say, you reboot Highlander with Hugh Jackman today.
Yes,
I am in.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Him just whipping a sword around and shit.
I want him to do a Christopher Lambert impression the entire time.
Well, I watched a lot of Peter Lorre movies.
Why did you just watch Christopher? Now.
It's just Peter Lorre movies.
You know why.
Gonna do it better.
This movie starts off the way you want anything like this to start off, with like a long black and white prologue.
It's 20 minutes of Frankenstein, man. And Frankenstein's not even the guy in the movie.
Nope.
But the stupider thing is, this whole section happened 6 months before the actual action of the... It acts like it's happening a fucking 1,000 years beforehand.
Well, what with the black and white?
With the black and white?
Right.
Also, I couldn't tell, like, when exactly this movie was supposed to take place because of all the weird, like, was that invented yet? Technology that they've got farting around?
We got steampunk everywhere, man.
Absolutely. Oh, man. So what they do here is they sort of, like, combine... the entire Frankenstein story. Like, we start with the, it's alive! Yeah. And this guy's doing a fucking...
It should be illegal.
You should not be allowed
to do that.
This guy's doing a fucking horrible Colin Clive impression.
Yes.
And then, like, yeah, it's like the monster rises and whatnot. But then, like, boop, Dracula's there. And it's like, it was Dracula's scheme the whole time.
Yes.
Then they instantly jump to, like, the end windmill sequence.
Well, what I love about the flaming mob, the mob of the torches, is they always come at the exact wrong time. Like, you just put something in the oven, and now, here they are.
Now someone's knocking at the fucking door. I'm about to eat.
I just finished fucking making my monster, and the phone's ringing off the hook. I thought I would have a moment of peace here.
I just finished sweeping all these beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia streets. Oh, what's that? The worst possible time.
It turned out the mobsters were the true monsters after all. But so then it's just a big fucking, like, monster Dracula fight, sort
of? Yeah, he's just like saying, like, this was... Well, the idea is, like, so he's like, oh, yes, now I will take your monsters. Like, what? And it's kind of like a weird mafia thing, almost. Like, look, I set you up in his castle. What did you think you were making? Like,
yeah.
I fronted you the money for the castle. I fronted you the money for the big electric shit.
One day I'll call upon you for a monster.
Exactly.
Head falls off, fuck you, pay me.
It's very much like that. Because, like, yeah, and then, like, Igor is in on it. Like, he's like, not my beloved. It's like, Igor, show this man the door. And it's like, nah, son. He's the one who's fucking paying my hump bills.
No. Yeah, exactly. It's like Igor, like, last Christmas was like, listen, master, my son is really sick. If I could get more money around the holidays, he needs this operation. And Dr. Frankenstein was like, no. So then Igor turned on him. Right? Yes. I think that's what it was.
Kevin J. O'Connor as Igor? Yeah. Holy shit.
Who's this dude?
He's a Steven Sommers stable
of actors. Because he's in Deep Rising, right?
He's in Deep Rising in all those Mummy movies. He's
there Will Be Blood.
And he's also he's also in There Will Be Blood.
Right, right. He's the brother Henry that gets bludgeoned.
Oh.
I met a man in King City.
Man, that's a great film.
Dude, Igor should have been bludgeoned in this movie.
He's unrecognizable. And I don't even know what they're trying to do with him. Like, is he a zombie or what's going on?
I think he's just messed up.
Yeah, they're all messed up.
So they climb this windmill, mm-hmm, and right. the mob burns it, right? And then, like, Frankenstein and his monster. I almost said Frankenstein as Frankenstein.
Yeah.
But no.
You got to watch it.
Yeah. But they are calling him Frankenstein in this movie.
They are. And was anybody watching this with subtitles on Netflix?
I should have, because I couldn't understand half the shit anyone was saying.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a weird, like, the person doing the subtitles at Netflix, like, knew that this movie was fucking wholly incorrect, but, like, did all they could do with it. So every time in the movie that they say Frankenstein, mm-hmm, in reference to the monster.
Yeah.
On the screen, Frankenstein is in quotation marks.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's great.
It is, but it's like, you can't get that if you don't have the subtitles on. So you're just watching this movie and it's like, how do you fuck that up? Did no one say anything?
I guess we're just calling him Frankenstein. Look, and like, the people, the townspeople should really be calling him Frankenstein's monster, but it's just a little easier.
It's the monster.
Yeah, the creature, the whatever, the...
So windmill explosion, which actually was a common old-timey death.
Those things, yeah, dude, I think like...
Tinderboxes.
Like a sixth of Europe's population died in windmill explosions back then.
That's correct.
It's all that hay in there.
Oh my God. Just nothing but hay. It's hay-powered.
So much was hay-powered back then. Before we got the water and the steam going, it was right, just it was like hay. Churning hay.
So that's, you know, and it's funny nowadays, we can't shake off our reliance on big hay. We're stuck with it.
Halliburton.
Oh, wow.
We've got hay fever this entire country.
So the monster like has Dr. Frankenstein. They both fall into this fiery abyss. And it's just, I mean, that's just like the end of the story, the end of the James Whale movie.
But it's also like Frankenstein is like the fourth most important character in this movie, at most.
Frankenstein's monster. See what we're doing here?
It's going to happen all throughout this.
Just
it's
say
not
the monster.
Stop. No,
I'm just calling him fucking Frankenstein.
Yeah, just say Frankenstein.
How about Frankenstein?
Audience at home, imagine the air quotes.
Exactly. He's Frankenstein. Dr. Frankenstein is, yes, the guy.
Because Frankenstein, which is his monster, is like his baby, right? It's like his little guy that
his dead parts baby.
I mean, like, you make a Frankenstein, you're wiping that thing's ass for at least 6 months before it figures everything out.
Yeah, it cannot be like resurrected with complete bowel control.
Exactly.
Do you think this thing's eaten anything?
Oh, yeah, sure it is, man. It's going through a bunch of hay.
and a horse.
It's having those fucking hay shits.
That's just pure roughage right
Get
there.
Get a diaper on your monster, Frankenstein, shall you decide to bring it to the town square.
Oh, it's just walking around doing like the horse. Dropping,
yeah, shitting like a horse.
It's just like hard to be a god, just walking through the street, shitting out your ass.
Oh my God, where else would you shit out of?
I ran out of I couldn't find an unobstructed human ass, so I had to use a horse's ass in my monster. So now it shits like a horse.
Dude, it's just the monster walking down the street, but he's got like a fucking horse tail.
That would be great.
I would love it. But see, what I'm trying to say is, it's kind of like his son, because when you have a baby, I've heard you have to clean its shit nonstop.
That's what I've heard, yeah, too. Yeah.
And this is the same scenario, but it's just a much bigger baby.
Well, and I mean, you all know from the video from high school, you have to put your baby together with dead parts.
Right, yeah, right,
in,
right.
In a hospital, mm-hmm. And it's pretty hard stuff. Yeah.
That's hard stuff. Who teaches this thing how to read? Because later in the movie, this thing is reading and writing.
I don't know. Okay. I think it's a thing where it's like whatever brain was used. And that's what's fucked up, right? Is like
finding a literate brain.
Well, the story is like they had to go to a dude who was like recently executed,
sure,
and take that dude's brain or whatever. So it's like that's why it's fucking dangerous, because yeah, there's like a serial killer's brain in it or whatever.
Abby Normal.
This movie, it's just like the most tender-hearted man who passed away. Aww. Some kindly grandfather gets his brain stuck in this monster. Because this thing's like, you're supposed to like feel for this monster. Yeah, and oh, how heavenly this thing is. It's a misunderstood creature.
I can't feel for something that looks this stupid. I really can't.
Yeah, it's hard.
So we people say that about us, by the way.
We cut to gay old Paris, and it's Van Helsing's on the town.
Oh, look at this. The Eiffel Tower under construction.
That's right. That's how right. Cool is that?
But why are you doing Mr. Hyde a year after League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Like, you know, and I mean, it's looking the exact same.
And it's not a Van Helsing
public
thing.
Public domain, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the move.
Is it?
Probably.
Yeah, it would have to be.
Really?
Yeah, that's why that whole League of Extraordinary Gentlemen works, yeah, is because they're all public domain.
Yeah, I think Frankenstein and Dracula is also...
Yeah.
You could just do what you want with those guys.
I also just think that after they did The Mummy, they told Stephen Sommers, hey, do the rest of them in one movie.
Yeah.
Like, short of The Invisible Man, they're all here.
Creature from the Black Lagoon, not present.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
I think that's what Van Helsing 2 is going to be. They team up.
Oh, shit.
He probably got cut.
Actually, I think there was something about he tried to include it in some scene and they were like, oh, it's too expensive to do like the creature effects or whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the one you needed to cut back on. Everything else worth every penny.
Vampire babies, keep them. Yes. Keep those vampire babies.
So in Paris, we should mention also, now we cut to color.
Oh, right.
So that's, you know, pretty cool. Just a short year, 6 months later or whatever it is, all of a sudden the world found color.
Well, you know,
Joan Allen was masturbating in a bathtub.
I think what happened is...
And color was born.
Color was invented in France. Uh-huh. And it hadn't gotten to Transylvania?
Romania, yet.
Right.
But by the time... Hugh Jackman brings it with him. Oh, that's right. Why when everyone sees him, they're like, what the fuck? Well, who the hell is this guy? And why is everything in color now? Something's not going well.
That's what you missed from that prologue, that wonderful prologue, is Jeff Daniels painting the outside of the windmill in the middle of the night.
So yeah, we're like running through.
Did they hang Jeff Daniels in that movie? Like,
he should have
as a sorcerer.
For witchcraft. Yeah.
They're acting like he's Frankenstein, this monster.
Yeah, they put him in jail, which is where he belongs.
I haven't seen that movie since like 98.
It's not very good.
I'm sick of people telling me that that's a good movie.
Not very good.
It kind
of sucks. I'm sorry.
So yeah, we're running through Paris. He's chasing Mr. Hyde, and it's a weird like. You see his like boots first, and he stumbles across like a huge cigar just like standing in the street. And like the first shot of Hugh Jackman's face in this movie is him like smelling a disgusting Parisian sidewalk used cigar. It's all wet and gross.
Where did he get? Is Mr. Hyde rolling these or what?
No, those have to be custom made, dude, because they have to be for his big, huge monster hands.
As I think they are, and I can tell you because I did a stupid thing last night.
Monster blunt.
I watched
nothing stupid about that, friend.
The Matrix-esque animated prologue to this movie.
Wait. You're not talking about the Animatrix. You're talking about the Animatrix for Van Helsing.
Yes.
I didn't know this existed.
Yeah, now I'm remembering that this
is called the London Assignment, and it's all about Van Helsing with the Dr. Hyde. Or
Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde didn't go to medical school.
Okay.
I dropped out 1 year into my residency.
The numerous things, there's quite a lot there that's garbage, but number one
put
is
that on a poster.
David Wenham has to cross-dress in it, and it's quite the big joke.
Oh, that's funny. Is it Everyone's doing their voices, kind of. Yeah.
Hugh Jackman was involved.
Hugh Jackman does his voice.
That's a fucking contractual stipulation. If you ever saw one.
What is the runtime?
32 minutes.
Wow,
that's a bit much.
So tack that onto this.
It is better on the whole than this.
So that's like 2 hours and 43 minutes.
Yeah. You almost got 3 hours in the Van Helsingverse.
I would have died.
He fights we see Van Helsing, obviously. It's Hugh Jackman.
Hooray. He looks like shit. He looks like a fucking tired scarecrow in this movie.
He's
hat and the dumb jacket and this wig. My God, the wig!
It's just Vampire Hunter D, I think.
It's Vampire Hunter D cosplay.
Yeah.
Saw some of that at New York Comic Con this weekend.
He saw him on the subway. Mm-hmm. Saw Van Helsing on the subway.
I sat next to, on the Metro North, I sat next to two...
Van Helsings?
No.
Two Van Helsings.
No, anime characters. I don't know.
Yeah.
It all looks the same.
I'll just say Dragon Ball Z and just have it.
just move on.
Yeah. Note to all cosplayers, please put money into those things. There's nothing worse than a sad-looking cosplay character. It just looks bad.
The burlap sack.
Yeah, just like, please, just save some pennies, spend some time on it, you know, maybe on look screen. At some YouTube videos.
On-screen quality or bust.
Yeah, I want you in 4K at all times.
Well, yeah, I want you to look like you could be either in a movie, or maybe you're painted like a cartoon. Maybe look like a cartoon. Can you do that? I don't know.
I saw this woman on the train this morning. She was just like made her face like completely white, like ghostly white. Went, yeah, it's one of those things you don't. I forgot it was Comic Con this week. I was like, oh my God, a ghost.
Well, that woman wasn't going to Comic Con. She was haunting the train.
Why, that train hasn't stopped here in 20 years.
Yeah, I was on this train, and all of a sudden, there's all these skeletons on it, you know. And I'm just there, and they're like,
"You've always been here. You've always been almost going to Comic Con.
The old transatlantic line."
Yeah, exactly, dude. Ernie Hudson was there screaming.
I was like, "You know what, ghost train? Just let me off at the next station."
Can we talk about how horrible this Mr. Hyde looks?
It's bad.
It makes the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen one look like a goddamn masterpiece.
It does. True. That is absolutely true.
It looks like Shrek. It does. It looks like fucking Shrek.
And it sounds like Hagrid because it's Robbie Coltrane doing the voice.
That's weird.
Ugh. Yeah.
And this is, you're right in the middle of all your Hagrid fortune. Don't take this assignment.
Your Hagrid jewels.
I'm sure he was getting a pretty penny for those movies.
Oh, yeah. I'm just imagining naked Robbie Coltrane, which I often do.
Oh, right.
In a bathtub with jewels. Just like.
Oh, sure.
Oh,
he's earned it.
Jules meeting his family jewels, right? Because his genitals is resting upon a fortune.
No, he's got like a velvet pillow for them just to make sure nothing gets cut.
Wow.
Van Helsing cuts off Mr. Hyde's arm.
He had shot him, I think, I imagine, in the London assignment because he's got like a hole in one of his arms.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh.
He's got these guns again. I don't know what year this is. I guess it's like the late 1800s, maybe early 1900s.
1985.
It's 1887 in the beginning, so you're talking about 1888-ish.
Or wait, late 1887. Yeah.
How is this Mr. Hyde thing the London assignment? It's in Paris.
Well, no, because he first gets him in London, and then he goes to Paris.
Oh, he escapes. Yes. He takes the channel.
He escapes at the end.
Gotcha. there's this whole thing about... So he kills him, whatever. He falls off the fucking Notre Dame.
He cuts his arm off. He falls, but he turns back to Dr. Jekyll when he falls.
Yeah.
That's just this one-armed dead guy. And this cop, my favorite line in the whole movie, goes, "Van Helsing, you murderer!" This is a really good one, man. This is yelling that he's a murderer.
It's like, what were you doing? Looking to lock up this monster?
And is it pre-established that he is a murderer? Like he knows
excuse me, I can talk to that.
I killed a kid.
Well, he's like the Ripper, like in the movies, but instead of actually like slaying them, he steals their souls and then feeds them to a queen.
Wait, so Jack
who the
Ripper.
Fuck are you talking
I'm talking about Hyde. Hyde is essentially Jack the Rippering a bunch of women in old London.
But taking their souls.
But instead of actually slaying them, he's like taking their souls.
That's not a Jack the Ripper. That's a Shang Tsung.
No, that is true. Yes.
Wait, how is he doing that?
He just has some potion that does it.
Oh, that's...
Jesus, that's
It's
dumb.
So fucking nuts.
No, but there is the... What do you call it there? the opening shot is a wanted poster of Van Helsing, because I think he's like slaying all sorts of vampires, but everyone's like, that's just a guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's that guy that kills like people.
Van Helsing himself says later in the film that he is, quote, the most wanted man in Europe. The entire fucking continent. He's a number one.
But no one knows his face because that wanted poster has the fucking bandana up and the hat down. And it's just like, what are we doing? That wouldn't even be on a poster then.
What is the point of that poster?
Yeah, just do his description.
And all he would have to do is take away the stupid hat and he would fucking blend in.
That's a really good point.
Perfectly.
Get a different hat.
He looks like any old fucking European peasant.
Let me get some of those apples back there. Van Helsing, you murderer! Oh, Jesus, this always happens.
I just got to get a haircut. Keeps thinking I'm Van Helsing.
Thought it was early enough on Sunday morning. Here he is.
To get out to the farmer's market before the weirdos came out.
Look, when I burned down that whorehouse, all of those were vampires. I swear to you, they were all vampires. It looks really bad for me. I know.
And the orphanage? Those were also vampires.
And if they weren't vampires, they helped vampires. Okay, motherfucker? You want to get into this, really?
Listen, if you think I've killed someone, they were a vampire.
So it turns out Van Helsing is a member of something called the Order, which is something the Catholic Church is involved.
That is the... Most Monster Hunter movies are exactly that. Blah-bitty-blah, and the Pope's behind it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the Pope is financing all of this shit.
Also, getting at the time, getting from Paris to Rome, wouldn't that itself take a year?
Yeah, that's a good point.
What the fuck are we doing at that point? Well, no, I guess they have trains.
I don't think he's in Rome, though. I think he's back in England.
He's in Rome. When he meets the Order, he's in Rome.
Is he?
Yeah, absolutely.
If they're
going to
do the Order thing, like, show me in every town, like, the underground network of the Catholic Church.
Yes.
Like, he can go to the Catholic Church in Romania and get, like, some bread and shit, you know?
Yeah, all of them are, like, safe houses. It's like a network of safe houses.
Exactly.
Safe houses for fucking monstrous priests. And Van Helsing. Both are safe inside the walls of
the
Catholic Church.
They're like, man, we figure one cancels the other out, right? I mean, it's, you know.
We're protecting the world from monsters and also letting monsters around.
Yeah, but
shuffling the deck a little bit for monsters.
Exactly. The church stays right at zero, even keel.
So there's this Catholic priest.
I think he's a cardinal.
Cardinal.
He's wearing the red.
Is doing this accent, and that's the problem with a lot of this movie, is like, people are doing fake bad accents, and I cannot understand a word of it.
It's awful. And in this situation, when you have this less than stellar cast that you are working with, everybody just do bad English accents. Make it like we did movies in the 1940s here in Hollywood. Like, just bad English accents, and it covers everything. These fucking, like, Eastern European accents that these people are trying to do are wretched.
It doesn't match the vibe of the movie at all. So we're going to try to go a little realistic with the voices, but everything else is going to be fucking...
steampunk nonsense.
Steampunk, CGI cartoons, and boobs.
It's just Monster James Bond when we get here.
That's
what it reveals. After the Cardinal puts up his fucking 19th century PowerPoint presentation.
Yes, and in that sequence, there's music that sounds like off-brand Indiana Jones type of music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That mandolins, like, it's like the backing. Yeah, it's like a Cotton Eye Joe song. I've been down to Van Helsing.
It'd be better if this movie Van Helsing was like a Dutch hick from the colonies that came back and brought jaunty music such as that.
That would be pretty great.
Was that a Dutch song, Cotton Eye Joe?
I don't know. Rednecks
with an X. They were Dutch.
Oh, interesting.
Hellbilly.
Yeah. But Jimmy's Chicken Shack was American made.
Oh, yeah, they sure were.
Holy shit.
Nowhere but the United States of America could Jimmy's Chicken Shack be allowed to fucking exist.
Proudly have served one order. Because, right? There's no other song than that one, right?
No, it's just the one.
Is that the hat? Which one with the hat?
I forget. This is like, you have to ask your grandparents about this song.
Oh, I remember going to see Jimmy's Chicken Shack live at a closing mall.
That mall burned down 30 years ago. There were a bunch of skeletons on stage.
They were opening for Dishwalla.
Oh, wow. So he's talking to this cardinal. He starts like in a confession booth.
Yeah, yeah.
And you think he's just like talking to a, you're doing a confession kind of a thing. And then it like turns into this whole conversation about the order and blah, blah, blah. Did I misremember this? Does this fucking confessional like sink into the ground like an elevator? And that's the, like opens up
the
headquarters or whatever. And so, yes, he's explaining about like the legend of Draculia or something like that. And what the fuck is with this slideshow presentation?
I don't get it.
It is a projection on a wall in the late 1800s and not like a movie. No, it's like still images.
And here is this fucking trash backstory about how fucking the vampire and Kate Beckinsale's father, like
the whole family line.
This is when your eyes start to glaze over. Like, really? Jesus. Like, what if it's just Dracula and he's got to go get him?
Yeah.
What if that's the thing?
Exactly. Here's this thing that's called Dracula. And you know what? It doesn't have to have been around for 400 years. It's just a thing. We found out about it right now. Yeah, Holy shit.
I do not need like Dracula's origin story.
No.
Just go get a vampire. That's a big baddie.
That's it. And you use all your fun little, you can have all the fun guns and stuff shit you want. That's fine.
That is, it's mostly fine. Yes.
I'm not sure if it's fine, but I'll take it.
But it's like, I guess, long story short, it's like Kate Beckinsale's family line has been preventing Dracula from taking over the world for like 400 years.
And from getting a loan from the bank. They've been very...
Yeah, both of that. They don't
tying
want,
him up in court.
No, they see his like loan application come through and the person very delicately writes a D at the top of it.
What is with this D? What does that mean?
Oh, it just means debut. It's your first loan at the bank. It's your debut loan.
Yeah, everyone says that. Everyone says debut, but I never get the loan.
Oh, fuck. So it's like, I guess that's the mission we're set out on. He's got to go, like, help this family or whatever in Transylvania, but not before. Dude, there's just a Q scene. He's got a Q. It's this fucking little friar character, and David, he's showing him all these gadgets and gizmos.
Played by 300's David Wenham.
Yeah.
Oh.
Who was he in 300? Was he the narrator?
Oh, he was the one with the shirt off.
wait. I heard several things. Shirt off, narrator.
Survivor. Really? The one who at the end.
So not the gremlin hunchback?
No.
Oh,
no.
Jesus. Okay. I forgot about that. Speaking of monsters.
It would be great if Van Helsing got him, too. Some immortal Spartan gremlin man.
They could have done a crossover.
Yeah,
totally. Do it.
Why not?
No, yeah, he was the narrator who survived. And he's the one who's like, oh, and then they did this, and then they did that. I don't like David Wenham.
Right.
I don't care for him in this.
What else has he been in?
He's really good in Top of the Lake, but yeah, I can't speak to
him. He's in a couple of them there LOTR pictures, isn't he?
Mm. Yes, he is.
As what? Like,
I don't know.
Sean Bean's brother in the later movie.
Would he play Goblin?
Some fucking dude whose name ends in Mir. Something Mir.
Bro-o-mir?
Yeah, might have been.
I don't know.
Franken-mir?
No, it's Franken-mir's monster.
Oh. Around here, Van Helsing has one of the most wretched lines, and I can't remember if it was from the trailer, where, like, I think it's after the Cardinal gives his presentation, and Hugh Jackman, as fucking flat as a board, is just like, so you're sending me into hell. Crickets.
He doesn't make any choices with his character whatsoever. Like,
sometimes he's using an English accent, sometimes he's
not. Did he want to do this movie? Like, what was going on here?
I think this might have been some sort of weird backdoor screw job in his X-Men contract.
Maybe.
I know it's two different film companies, but who even knows?
Yeah.
I gotta do what?
Well, it seems like I was lost in a poker game and I need to do Van Helsing.
Exactly, dude. Sandy 20th Century Fox and Roger fucking Universal Pictures were gambling one night. Fox lost Hugh Jackman in a bet to Universal. Because I don't know how else this would happen.
It's just, he's not good. I mean, I think Hugh Jackman's, you know, good to great. For
he's awesome.
Movie.
He's an awesome actor.
Very good.
But, like, he's making no choices. It's not like... Do something with this role. Maybe make him nervous. Maybe make him like kind of comical.
How about flat?
Yeah.
You like flat?
Let's stick with flat. I think that's the best move here.
Yeah, the accent's also weird because it's like he is sometimes doing a British accent. Sometimes he's just doing his like fake American accent.
Yeah. His flat like Wolverine thing.
Yeah.
Seriously, just make an American. Make him an American then.
Sure. Why not? Who cares? He's the fucking Angel Gabriel. He can sound like whatever he wants.
He'll be like, oh, I just polished off that headless horseman with my yanks. Nice. And now, you know what I mean? Like, nice. Just do it all.
But this is when the movie sort of tells you, like, by the way, Van Helsing, if you do this, we'll give you back your memories or something.
Oh, right. He'll find his, because he's got fucking amnesia. The fuck?
Like, that, because that's the most convenient, like, well, we don't have to come up with shit. We exactly. can be as vague as possible, give almost no confirmed details about what this character is, because he has amnesia, so it doesn't matter.
You remember that bullshit backstory you didn't care about before? Get ready for more!
So this Q Fryer guy is, like, showing him around the laboratory, and it's all these gadgets and whatnot, including, like, a fucking machine gun that shoots a bunch of stakes really fast.
I wrote down a AR-15 crossbow.
Yep. Yep, it's pretty much that.
Cool crosses and what else? The stupid... Oh, the light bomb.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, where the dude is like, I've spent 12 years working on this, and Van Helsing's like, what is it for? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I'm sure the movie will figure it out at some point. Thank you for playing Fryer guy.
He's like, oh yeah, yeah, it does this thing where it blasts out all this light. Maybe it'll be helpful on our vampire trip. I don't know.
And it's something about, yeah, like the power of a thousand suns or some like garbage line like that.
I haven't been listening to The Legend of the Dracula for like a bajillion years.
Got the audiobook.
So this monk or this friar or whatever is like, all right, so there you go, Van Helsing. See you when you come back. And he's like, not so fast, character no one cares about. You're coming with me for this whole movie. And they have, speaking of Lord of the Rings, a total fucking ripped from Lord of the Rings, like, montage of horseback riding.
Whew.
We're, like, on the top of these real mountains with these horses, really high up in a helicopter shooting this shit. Real copter shot, if you will.
And so it takes them 2 years to get there.
Yes.
Because we're going to Transylvania, right?
Turns out Dracula had moved on by that point, and we had to turn around.
His entire plan succeeded, and I'm dead now.
He didn't get us. We just died of starvation in the Alps on our way back to Rome.
Getting there, the moon turns to blood. They're like, oh, that's not good.
Oh, we are so behind schedule. Would you look at that?
Shit, now I have to fight the Yeti. God damn it.
Dude, there should be a fucking Yeti fight in this movie.
Definitely. We should mix cryptozoology into this 110%. There should be like a Loch Ness right off of Castle Dracula.
Yes, after I killed the headless horseman, I killed my love, the Bigfoot. I loved him so.
I kind of want a Van Helsing type movie about a guy that kills Sasquatches, but he's just like a big fat conspiracy theorist, but he actually does it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he's still getting the job done.
Exactly. Like, he's a big fat YouTuber conspiracy theorist. Like, his camera always breaks when he's about to capture on film, but he does kill them.
Right.
He always just wants to kill them. He's not as concerned about anything else.
Yes.
I would watch that movie. You could cast that dude, Tyler Labine. From something something versus the forces of evil.
Oh, Tucker and Dale versus.
Yeah, okay.
That big fat goofball.
Yeah, sure. That's a lot of fun.
That guy could do it. He's funny. I would watch that. Oh no, my fucking webcam fell again. Nobody's gonna believe me.
Not enough fat murderers.
Yes.
I know we had John Wayne Gacy,
but that's
that was
where
a
we
big
left
thing
off
for fat murderers.
We have plenty of fat murderers in America. Just on the big screen, we haven't seen that many.
All right, and also in the Senate.
Yes,
of course.
So. Like, they get to this this Transylvanian village, and here's Kate Beckinsale as Anna. They are in the middle of fighting a wolfman outbreak.
It's incredible because finally we get to see Kate Beckinsale be sexy, badass, and fight the forces of evil, like werewolves and... Oh, right, Underworld.
Oh,
it's exactly Underworld.
Oh, last year was 2003. Oh, yeah, so there was a bunch of this shit with her.
Why would you agree to this?
I don't know.
Like, fire your fucking manager. Oh, the finger thing means the money. Chris Kaplan, this is an audio podcast.
I'm taking it
from
Steve. Steve was slow on the uptake.
Yeah, it's the there's a big old wolfman. These werewolfmen are huge, massive, which I never get. Because wolves are small and men are small.
Well, this is like if there was a
small.
They're smallish. I mean,
if there was like a monster fighting game, like this would be the jacked werewolf character that you could play.
He's also got like predator blood. Anyone else see this? He's got green blood. Like,
oh, really?
Glowy. Yeah.
When they're shooting him with not the silver bullets, the random bullets.
Oh, that's a flub.
Is it? There's something about like Dracula is like making them, but he can get bitten by them, and that's
like
I don't even understand it. All I got from it was like, okay, Dracula's at the top of the monster food chain,
exactly as always.
Got it, but I guess a wolf can bite him and then he'll get hurt.
Well, we're told that every other vampire can like die under normal vampire related circumstances, except for Dracula. Apparently, he can only be killed by a werewolf.
Yes, that is the legend that we finally... The Gypsy King finally fucking reveals it.
Dude, I don't even know if we dropped Gypsy King in this movie, and I'm like, what are we talking about?
Is that due to character?
It's no, it's Kate Beckinsale's father.
Oh, he was the Gypsy King? I didn't miss that one.
I
think that was a band in the late 80s.
Gypsy Kings actually might be a band.
I think it is.
Oh, are you thinking of the Cottonmouth Kings?
No, you're thinking of Cotton Eye Joe.
No, Cottonmouth Kings is a band I don't listen
to. Oh, the rap. Yeah, but they stoner exist. Rap stuff.
I watched Gypsy Kings back in 86, and then that whole place burned down because of bad pyrotechnics, and then everyone turned into skeletons.
I'm gonna see what Google has to say. Google, bring me Gypsy Kings.
While Eric looks that up, this is just a big monster fight in this town, and it's a weird, like... We're about to execute Van Helsing in the town square, and then, like, there's the outbreak, this fight happens, and then it's basically, like, the Brides of Dracula also swing in.
Oh, God. It takes 20 minutes, but also the one thing about the Wolfman sequence is her brother dies. Her and her brother are fighting this Wolfman.
Right.
They both fall off a cliff, both the brother and the Wolfman. Yeah,
the Gypsy Kings, by the way, is a band. They started in 1978, and they're still going.
Nice, man. Rock and roll will never die.
They're from France with Spanish influences.
Oh. How about that?
Salsa and rumba.
And they never decided to change their name, huh?
No.
No,
we'll be opening for Santana next week.
I think that was most of their career.
The Santana without Santana in it.
It's just Tana.
Tana. Oh, man, you going to see Tana this weekend? Nope.
Where's the Sandman at, though? Oh, he's solo now. It's the Sandman.
So it's this big fight. The Brides of Dracula swoop in, all three of them.
And all of these action sequences take way too long. There's way too many movements in them. Like, you know what I mean? Because first they're flying through the air, and he's using his big dumb crossbow thing. And we're doing this stupid thing, which I don't like, which is like indirect sunlight's totally fine for vampires. Like, if there's a fucking cloud in the sky, the vampires are totally cool.
I hate it. Decision here.
But it's also like, what is going on in this sequence? Because he rides up, it's night. Night.
Yeah, you're right.
And then during this fight, the sun comes out. So he had a conversation in front of this entire village who are up and awake at 4 in the morning, presumably.
Eric, well, he's been traveling for 2,000 years to get here.
Sure, but they don't know that.
So he could
go back to making your fucking bread.
Maybe he showed up at 5:30 a.m. exactly.
What I love
is only bakers that are there. They're the only ones that are up.
Bakers, newspaper delivery boys, street sweepers, you know.
Yeah, what is the economy of this fiefdom? Let's get into it.
Seems to be mostly graves.
Grave digging is a huge industry in this town, absolutely.
Hornor is a terrible character.
I hate
this guy.
The grave digger?
Yeah, the guy with he's got a top hat and long blonde hair, and he's obnoxious as fuck.
Yeah, because he's like kind of crooked for some reason.
Yeah, he also challenges Hugh Jackman to do the time warp with him, but he won't.
I was gonna say, he does look like that dude, Richard, whatever his name
is. Yeah, it's just a hop to the left, which is good.
Well, this is where the immortal thing comes in. Because when they're walking in, David Wenham is like, well, you know, do you remember anything? And he's like, I remember fighting the Romans 800 years ago?
Because, the dude's like, well, that was in 76 BC. And then Van Helsing's response is essentially like, got me swinging.
this whole movie is. It's you drop like a big knowledge bomb or something, and then it's just like, oh, move on.
Yeah, yep. They drop a giant thing, and then Van Helsing's just like, oh, I'm sorry, I have Alzheimer's.
I can't tell you. I wish I could help you out, movie. But yeah, it's bullshit.
I might just be making shit up, or maybe I'm immortal.
It's fucking bullshit. That line that Cabot mentioned right there, it's like right when they get to town.
Yeah.
You had weeks to bring this up, and it's not until they like de-horse and walk into the town square that this fucker is like, by the way, Van Helsing, what's with that memory problem? I was like, what? You've had weeks to bring this up.
Well, they were trying, you know, they were forging a friendship over that time. Oh. You know, it's a little awkward. You don't lead with that.
Right.
Yeah, so the Brides of Dracula, they're fighting everybody. They're flying around. One of them's the idea is they're going to kill Kate Beckinsale. They're about to kill Kate Beckinsale, but then Van Helsing kills one of the Brides of Dracula.
And it's right. Just a straight up Mars Attacks death. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, the CGI is just so fucking terrible. She rots or something? Like, on the.
She, like, yes. Kind of deflates apart. Like, yeah. Lloyd Bridges in Hot Shots.
Is this movie supposed to be scary?
No.
Yeah.
No,
not at
like
all.
Like, right. I think this was an attempt at horror comedy, like, traditional horror and comedy.
Right.
Like, that seems to be what they're pitching, but holy God, these jokes.
But you got to whole hog it then, man. You got to be telling, like, actual jokes. Like, get a funny person to do a pass on this script and punch it up a bit.
Because Hugh Jackman can be funny if you give him something to do.
He's funny in those X-Men movies when they give him, like, you know, joke lines to do and shit. One of the brides is killed right after one of them picks up a cow and throws it through a church window.
Okay, come that's on. Funny.
That's kind of funny, except for the fact that like when this scene ends, you have to be shown that the cow survived.
Oh, what?
And it's like, because like the scene's over with, and then like just show that stupid fucking Friar character, and he's like, just standing there, and then you hear like, the cows is there like, I'm all right, everybody.
Everybody's eating tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
And I need one of those Brides of Frankenstein to be called like the cow thrower or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. She might have been in the cast listing.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully. I watched the credits, but I didn't watch the credits, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, she's the nobody, and then one of the other brides is Dr. Poison from Wonder Woman.
Okay. Oh, okay.
And then the other one...
Is that the lady with the fucked up face in that movie?
She's the last one to die. And the other one is married Richard Roxburgh, who plays Dracula.
Nice.
After
love
it.
On the set. I
fuck,
love it.
Dude. Anytime love springs on the set of a shit-ass movie like that, man, you know what? It was all worth it.
So Richard Roxburgh has the only good story about working on Van Helsing.
Do you think they watch it once a year?
Yeah. Oh, so it was right after this scene that we fucked for the first time in the trailer.
Oh, dude, the fuckiversary. You got to put on Van Helsing.
Well, that's the thing. Most couples, you know, they start watching, you know, erotic movies together. And then, no, they just watch Van Helsing every time. And it gets them rock hard.
There's a lot that's erotic about this, dude. Did you see that cow fly through the window?
I mean, I'm not going to deny it. I went. But
that's what I want. I want it to be like the cow hits the church, and then blood and meat rains on the town like in fucking the end of Ghostbusters. Like marshmallow at the end of Ghostbusters.
It would be awesome that Friar just looks up at this guy and just gets douched with 19,000 buckets of blood.
That's a movie, sort of.
That's pretty fun. That's the other thing, though. There needs to be blood and guts in this.
Yes.
I'm looking at you, Venom, you fucking turd salad.
It's all computer blood. Like, there's nothing in this movie. Like, nothing is tangible.
I was just told by Steve Sadak here live on the air that the fucking werewolf has fucking green blood.
Yeah, I don't think there's blood.
But it's all fucking pixel art. You know what I'm saying? It's all just CGI. Yeah.
Like, but there's not even any red CGI
nothing
pixel blood.
Even, yeah, that's true, I guess. But nothing even touches Hugh Jackman's jacket or anything. Like, there's nothing tangible. There's nothing. Well, nothing in these environments seem real that actually touched the crew, the cast.
Well, this movie is much like Roger Rabbit. It's like half animated, essentially.
Roger, I have a question.
Yes.
An aesthetic question.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a vampire, Would you? Because this one of the brides in this scene actually is just trying to like seduce and also kill Kate Beckinsale.
Sure.
And she also like puts all this blood into a champagne glass.
Mm.
And that's like a vampire move. I feel like I wouldn't be doing that. It just seems like an unnecessary step. Like the whole point is you eat their throat and then you're
straight
good
from
for
the tap
day.
Every time.
Well, this is like you know, you have there are those notions in the entertainment world related to vampires of like. Those are the classy vampires.
Gotcha.
Like, oh, we're not these savage beasts that feed on people. Like, we'll strain that into a fucking goblet and drink it.
It's just so much time. Then you got to wash the glass.
Well, that's the other thing. If you have a dinner party, and then afterwards there's a bunch of, like, glasses all over the place. You got shit on the piano and on the bookshelves. You got to find all these glasses. And it's like the next morning you wake up. It's a blood hangover. Wow, the apartment's trashed from that party.
A lot of fallen soldiers.
Yeah, there's just gross fucking dried blood on all your champagne flutes.
Here's the thing. Don't wash them. Because it'd be like a seasoned pan, right?
Oh, yeah.
You get, like, you get little blood flakes from a thousand different people. So then, like, eventually, like, you get those flavors. Like, you drink this new young virgin's blood out of there, and you get a little little flake of Frank or someone, and you're like, oh wow,
or a flake of Frank in there,
or you get horribly sick.
Sure, but also you're also a vampire, you're always sick.
I feel like Dracula gets super bougie with it, though, where he's like, oh, no, it's an Italian. Okay, let's take out the stemless glasses for this one.
Oh, I see.
But for the Romanians, we'll just take the mugs.
Oh, it's an Italian, and that'll pair well because we are eating pasta tonight. So we can drink that Italian. Open up that Italian. This will go perfect with the pasta.
Irishman, maybe we should use a carafe.
Speaking of Dracula,
finally,
hilarious Dracula wake-up call. So it's like the sun comes up, and by this point, one of his beloved brides has been murdered.
Mariska, by the way.
Oh, R.I.P.D.
Yeah.
The second time. And we see this fucking Dracula, like, the cover of his coffin is like some ice glass thing.
I don't even know what this is.
I don't know, but it melts, and this dude stands up screaming about this woman like immediately.
Yeah.
It's so piss poor. This guy is the worst Dracula I've ever seen.
He is absolutely. I was actually thinking about him rising up, and in the background, like, it was very Carbonite, you know, like Jabba's palace.
It was a Jabba laugh.
I love that slumber party, and you just
it's the
pan
best.
Over, and all Jabba and his buddies are there.
I just rewatched Return of the Jedi, and I've been thinking about that sequence a lot lately, and I really think that what's going on in that scene is the reason why there was a full band, the reason why there was a sleepover, Jabba's birthday party, dude.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll take with the band part and everything, but the sleepover, that's because they're just a bunch of tweakers.
You think so?
They all fucking shot up and fell asleep in Jabba's bedroom.
Well, then how does Jabba stay on top of the criminal world? I just feel like it had to have been an off night.
No, but I think you're probably right. It might have been his birthday. Like, he was like thinking about it too much. He's like, oh, I'm getting older fat.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like worried about the end there.
You better have a birthday party now because you don't know if you're going to be around next year.
We need like a movie like Nebraska, but about Jabba Doo Hutt.
Time to swing one last time, friends. Fuck me if you will.
Oh, yeah. Dude, a Jabba orgy?
Oh, God.
That's what I always went for with that.
It has to be an orgy.
You better bring a sponge, dude.
I don't think, maybe like Jabba watches people fuck. I don't know how much fuck, like Jabba's getting
fucked. Well, of course that's what it is, dude. He's the fattest cuck in the galaxy.
But I know Salacious Crumb is cleaning out his fucking urethra with his tongue. That much I know. But I don't know if anyone's sidling up there and penetrating him.
I don't know.
I just got lightheaded with how disgusted you
I was
going to
say, no.
Shuck my schluck tail.
Yeah, oh, totally, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. That blue guy's getting involved.
Oh, the blue guy? And you know that guy's a dirty little
the
pervert.
Max Rebo?
Yeah, dude.
The band leader?
No. The guy, or no, I'm sorry. No, he's white. He's the guy with the...
Bib Fortuna.
Boob Fortuna.
Yeah, he's
name.
A...
Did you say Boob Fortuna?
No, I said
Bib Fortuna. He's a...
Well, in the porno parody.
The porno parody of just Jabba's Palace. Let's do it.
It's the most disgusting movie anyone's ever going to make.
Yep.
That's where your Patreon dollars go to, is our funding of this film. Right. But to your point, to a larger, more important Van Helsing point, this is the worst Dracula I've ever seen. Yes.
It is. This makes Leslie Nielsen's portrayal look like fucking one of the greatest things
Leslie
you've
Nielsen's
ever seen.
Better. Lee Evans from Dracula Untold.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Is that Lee Evans, I think. Right?
I think it's Lee Evans.
Whoever is Dracula Untold, that dude fucking rules.
I've seen Party City commercials that are better.
That fucking doofus who's playing him in that horrible Monster Squad yes. movie.
Oh, the TV show? Jonathan Rhys-Meyer?
Oh, that was a bad Dracula, but way better.
Way better.
I mean, it's just so awful. This dude is like playing it like very big, very theatrical.
And Luke Evans, sorry.
Oh, Luke Evans. Yeah. And then they give him, all the vampires have this, including Dracula, the like, your face morphing thing. So like,
and it's just goblin teeth. Like, why can't we do classic vampires? We know what their teeth look like. It's been in movies forever.
This ain't your mama's Dracula, because he's got long, like, again, this is like very anime inspired, like long flowing hair that he's got, and this big top knot ponytail thing. It's very samurai.
Yes, it's a top knot ponytail on this Dracula. You're absolutely right.
It's the worst wig I've ever seen. And I can't. He's doing this accent that you don't understand. It's like fucking Father of the Bride, and he's Martin Shorting it up.
And Stephen Sommers cannot get over the fact that you can make this thing walk up a wall, dude, and hang upside down.
The casual nature in which this Dracula just starts walking up a wall sideways with, like, he's got his hands behind his back walking like an old man in the park, and then he just starts like a fucking music video. He's like walking on the wall, and he goes all the way up to the ceiling to just casually hang like a bat, and he's like, I am at war with the world. And I was like, what?
Oh, what a feeling when I'm dancing on the ceiling.
Yes, if you understand, it is virtual insanity. Look at me, I'm Fred Astaire.
Move aside, Christopher Walken. This is my weapon of choice.
It just sucks. And what makes it suck more is that you can just smell that somebody thought it was cool.
Yes. This is going to blow the lid off vampires and Dracula. Also, in this kind of a movie, I think go classic with it. Go full on tuxedo. Let's get an amulet on there. Let's get a nice tight cut. Let's do it.
Definitely.
I need the whole thing. I need it as classic as possible.
If I see a production still, I'm like, that's fucking Dracula is what that is.
Right. Yeah.
As opposed to, that's that guy, I don't know.
That guy who made my coffee this morning.
I couldn't even tell you what this guy was wearing in this movie.
I saw that dude. I was like, didn't he sing for System of a Down?
He's wearing like some band leader outfit. I don't know.
Toxicity of my city.
Don't you speak down to Serge like that.
Oh, it's just everything about this Dracula is rancid.
And he's talking about, like, he's sad that one of his brides is dead and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, he's got, like, he also has these weird, like, goblin people working for him.
Guys look like the Tusken Raiders.
They do. And, like, Hellboy outfits, like, a little, like, steampunky.
They're all short, and they got these hoods and these dumb masks on, and they all walk around like,
you're doing Jawas, my friend.
Yeah. Oh, Jawas, of course.
Yeah, because Tusken Raiders are...
Yes, you're right. Yeah, they're not... They're... And you're right. They look like Jawas. They're, like, kind of taller Jawas.
Do you think, and this is a romance novel that I'm going to write, that a Jawa ever fell in love with a sand person?
First
of all, you don't call them that. that's like what Obi-Wan Kenobi, that fucking old racist, calls them. But, I think it's possible.
Get off my lawn.
I think it's possible.
I like it.
Oh, definitely. Like, they were caught fucking, like, in some gross tent.
It's like, it's taboo.
Yeah, you know?
It's
absolutely.
It's like fucking Romeo and Juliet right there.
What's the set? Oh, whoopee! Houdini!
Oh, yeah. I went!
Da-da-na-na-na.
Also, it's revealed here that Draculia has another wolfman working for him.
Mm-hmm. He's got so many wolfmen. And there's this weird thing... I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, and it's revealed that it's the fucking brother. He's alive and well as a vampire. And we got to talk about this transformation shit. Because I think it's stupid. I think it's terrible. And it's just a bullshit thing that you created because this ain't your mama's Wolfman.
Yeah.
And it's like he's got to rip the layer of skin off each time to go back and forth between creature and human.
Here's the thing with that. I think if it wasn't CGI nonsense, it would look pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. If you are like
conceptually it's
VFX
cool.
pulling off skin, yeah. Sure. But this is like just computer flicking off parts of your skin. It's just like, looks terrible.
It looks like Robert De Niro trying to take the trash off him before he gets eaten in Brazil.
Just caught up in a bunch of newspapers as werewolf.
That's how Robert De Niro will die, actually.
I was swept away by street trash.
He'll be leaving the Tribeca Film Festival one night.
He's about to use his American Express card.
You're on his way to Naboo or whatever. Not the planet.
Nobu,
sorry.
Well, that's a Funny or Die sketch waiting to happen. Yeah. Him being eaten by like Trump headlines.
Yeah.
Fucking
oh, yeah. That's it.
Yep, totally.
Right after that red wave, right?
Oh, yeah. Get ready for it.
So we cut to Beckinsale's castle, and she's just kind of talking to Van Helsing, and she's like, I'm going to go kill Dracula right now. And he, like, drugs her, which is kind of weird. He's just got this at the ready.
Oh, knockout juice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
he's like,
a mist, isn't
he
it?
He gasses her in the face like Batman.
Yeah. And that French cop is like, oh, Van Helsing, you're breaking so many laws.
But he gets the job done. Yeah, what is the purpose of that? So she won't go on the mission?
Well, she wants to, like, she's going to get herself killed by going to kill Dracula.
Right, right, right.
So he knocks her out.
And he's going to go take it upon himself.
Yes.
Is the idea. We're also told that, like, so Anna, Kate Beckinsale, and this Wolfman brother, their father was, like, burned alive by Dracula. So sure. That's, like, it's like a personal vendetta kind of a thing.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's it's pretty great. Oh, by the way, I just saw it in my notes. These like Dracula's servants, they're called Dvergi.
Oh.
Dvergi.
Who could possibly care?
I know. I'm just saying.
Like, fucking, what happens with the Gypsy King, their father, is that he is used to be the first trial for the plan
reanimation
is. What
thing.
Dracula's whole fucking plan is that his kids, he's fucking these brides of
he's
Satan.
These kids,
and then they're shitting out these egg sacks from fucking Ernest Scared Stupid.
And
they're
taken
all,
right from the same prop closet.
And they're all dead. They're all fucking dead. So they're the only way dead, you can do it is that you somehow electrify Frankenstein or a werewolf or a who cares, and then they will live again.
It's, yes, so basically all of these little, like, alien sacks, they all have, like, fucking car battery wires hooked, like, jumper cables on them. And, yeah, so lightning strikes whatever creature is in the hot seat. The energy, like, goes through all these cables, and, yes, will, like, jumpstart all of these vampires. Because as someone points out in the film, there's some line of dialogue that's like, well, of course, Dracula mating with one of his brides would produce a dead offspring. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, also,
sure.
Why does he have semen? How does this even work?
I am shooting blanks.
So are they alive gestating in the belly?
No, I was dead.
No, no, but like, what does the pregnancy look like?
Exactly. It has to be something. It has to be alive at some point to constitute itself. But now, could he fuck a regular lady and it would come out just half dead?
Well, interesting.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Like Two-Face or something?
Like a zombie. If you wanted to throw more shit in here, there's your zombies.
That's what Igor is.
Right, right. That was the one time.
I'm your father.
Oh, gross. Look how disgusting my half-dead child is. We shall name him Igor.
His contemptible stepson.
But you're right, Eric. That's like one avenue that this film chooses not to explore. Mm.
Or is he like fertilizing eggs? Is it like, does she like shit out eggs and he's just coming on?
No, they're fucking.
Oh, they don't really explain like what the deal is.
I kind of like Steve's idea. I want that to be the thing.
I'm going to shoot all over your eggs.
Oh, God. You like them prepared that way, right? No, I'm serving you breakfast.
Dracula's in a waiting room, and one of the little Jawas comes up with a plastic cup.
Oh, God.
No, you have to baste it. You have to baste it.
I'm shooting ropes.
What are these old magazines doing in here? I'm here every week. The magazines never change.
Not How today. Do you expect Dracula to shoot with such old published material around?
Did That's they like, not have razors back then?
Oh. I like the idea that the Gutenberg press was first used for pornography.
Oh, cool. 1880s Big Bush.
Oh, it's all putrid.
I don't know.
It's
I mean, like,
so gross.
She meets the wolf man. She finds out it's him. They have this like really like Lannister-esque scene where like,
oh, yup.
Because they're both young and sexy. And she's like, oh, my brother. And like, she's grabbing his face. I'm like, whoa.
Big cool. time. Yeah. He gets in the chair, by the way.
Uh-huh.
They do the experiment.
Gotcha.
These fuckers start coming to life.
Yes.
And it's a weird like, Hugh Jackman's like, well, let's see how these things work. And he's like ripping this cocoon open and fucking fisting it. It's so gross. And then they start like popping out. And here come these little gray gremlins.
They look like Bat Boy, like actual Bat Boy.
Yes.
The National Enquirer story.
It does look like Bat Boy.
I think this is adapted from the National Enquirer. This is yes. not from Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Gotcha.
It's National Enquirer.
That would make more sense, honestly.
And like Dracula's really excited. He's like, oh, cool, my experiment. He's like, go, my brides. Take them to town and show them how to eat.
Right. And we should mention, by the way, this is all happening at Castle Frankenstein.
Oh, there. Yeah, he's like, I'm summering here.
Because I think this movie tells us that Castle Frankenstein and Castle Dracula, they're kind of like neighbors.
Oh, it's
right. When well, Dracula no. owned Castle Frankenstein, he was just renting to tenant Frankenstein.
So we put you up in this fucking castle, do your fucking silly science experiments. Yeah. Who the fuck do you think owns this whole operation?
Oh, no lightning storm today? Fuck you, pay me.
Oh, boo-hoo, the weather didn't work out. Fuck you, pay me.
You ever think of making lightning, fuckhead?
Oh, his fucking head fell off? Fuck you, pay me. I don't care if he's drowning girls in a lake. That's not my problem.
Oh, fuck, you just wanted to hold a flower. Fuck you, pay me.
Look, she wants me to go out with her. I want to suck her blood. Why don't you just take her sister and you can like use her for parts or something?
You know how you woke up with a horse's head in your bed? Why don't you use that one of your things? Just tie it to something.
Dracula cannot actually refuse anyone on his daughter's wedding day.
That's actually true. So there's a thing here where Van Helsing stakes Dracula yes. right through the heart, mm-hmm. and I was like, well, this movie still has an hour and fucking 30 minutes left to go. This yeah. can't be anything. And he's like, hello, Gabriel. And it's like, this is this whole, the beginning of like, he's calling him Gabriel and the whole like, there's like, of the 9 or so parlor scenes in this yes. movie, this one is like Dracula, like, oh, Van Helsing, wouldn't you want me to tell you all about your past? You can't remember. Oh, what about it, audience?
And he keeps teasing him with, and us with this information. That is never revealed at the end. At the end, his last lines before Van Helsing kills him is like, dude, don't you want to know the fucking stuff? Okay, oh no, I'm dead.
Including a moment here where he's like, oh, the stake didn't work. So Van Helsing whips out of his jacket this massive crucifix and shoves it in his face. Dracula grabs it. It melts. And then this character in a quote-unquote professionally written and directed major motion picture just goes, that's a story for another day. And they just well, keep going.
You're leaving out he comes violently when he touches the cross.
Oh, is that right?
He's like,
and then one of those little goblin guys picks it up.
I'll use for later.
Every little bit counts.
Maybe we'll put this in the chair, see if that will work.
And he's like, by the way, my name is Vladisius Draguilia. Like, they just give him this fucking thing. And you're like, what?
Just be Dracula.
Or
please.
Vlad the Impaler, you know.
Sure, but like, why does it have to be this ain't your mama's Vlad the Impaler?
I guess it's trying to tie him to ancient Rome or something. Yeah. But then, like, just do Dracula 2000, make him Judas.
Now we're thinking.
Right, if you're doing Gabriel, if you're doing Bible time stories anyway.
It's all Bible shit, because Kate Beckinsale's story, the whole fucking thing is that
in there, dude?
She has to kill Dracula to make sure her and her parents get into heaven because they're all in purgatory now.
Oh, right. Well, then she's like,
us Romanians have a different relationship to death than most people. And I was like, oh, well, what is that?
We die quicker.
And she's like, we believe that we see our family members in the afterlife. And I was like, yeah, that's totally different.
Yeah, that's very
it's completely
that's where it started,
different.
Dude.
Oh, right then and there, yeah. Huh?
Now everyone else does it.
So I'm stuck with my family. That sounds like hell to me.
Seriously.
So all these little things are like attacking the village and whatnot. This friar saves a pretty lady.
Yeah.
And then this is one of the most egregious parts of this film. Like, this little, like, bat baby thing explodes. They all start popping like grapes.
Well, yes. Because the brother werewolf didn't work in his stupid machine.
Right, yeah. It wasn't
so
a,
they all
a
start,
true fit.
All start popping like gushers. And, like, it is, it's gross. Like, there's all this, like, CGI slime everywhere.
It's disgusting. But then, like, this lady, you know, this, like, beautiful little towns lady, you know, she's like, oh, thank you very much. You know, I wish there was some way I could repay you. And this motherfucker whispers in this woman's ear.
Yeah.
And then she goes, oh, well, I don't know that we could do that. You're a monk. And he's like, well, actually, I'm just a friar. And she's like, oh my.
Yeah.
Getting to fucking. This monk fucks.
Well, he's a friar. He's a friar fucker.
The friar fucker.
But also, I mean, like, now he's like exchanging heroism for sex. What a creep. What a weird fucking dude.
Well, I only pulled you out of the way of that moving bus in the hopes that you would blow me as a reward.
That's what he does. He was like, a blowjob. He's like, how can I repay? A blowjob.
That's like, dude, it's like the end of Lost in Translation, you know? It's like you gotta really get an audio file on there to see what Bill Murray says.
He was saying that?
This, no, but this friar, it's the same thing. He gets in there and whispers like, oh, blowjob.
Give me a blowjob.
Now I'm just picturing the end of Lost in Translation with Bill Murray going, hey, blowjob.
That's why she
and then
walks
she,
away.
Yeah, she's like, yeah, that's, she then, walks away like, did he want one? Was he just saying that?
Celebrities are creeps.
Did he have one before he saw me? What the fuck is going on here?
Am I
going
to get back to with Giovanni Ribisi or what?
Oh, right, yeah. Oh.
So there's like an act break in this movie that's quite unprofessional for a major motion picture. Like all those babies pop like grapes and whatever. And then Van Helsing and Anna are standing there and they're like, huh, what an adventure. And they fucking fall through the floor, like through a hole in the ground. And then we fade to black like a goddamn commercial break. What are we doing?
I'm sure if you talk to Steven Sommers, it's like an homage to something, or I could not care less.
It's an homage to made-for-TV movies.
Well, no, they had to cut the scenes where Frankenstein is molesting their bodies for while they're all knocked out down there.
Oh, I thought you were dead. I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Wrong, Chris. Frankenstein reads the Bible all the time. He's like a very, very boring Christian.
Yeah.
People, what if Frankenstein was like the most boring Christian?
I'm sorry, he's completely right. People who read the Bible never molest anybody.
Well, no, the Catholic priests come out real quick and molest them, then go back underground.
His old friend, Frankenstein's old friends.
So what is this? So the friar, when we come, you know, now back to Van Helsing, already in progress. And it's like the friar wakes up from that heavenly fuck. And they're in some room, and he sees this fucking painting.
And it comes to life.
And I was like, is he tripping on acid? Because it doesn't move for anybody else, but he has, like, this weird vision.
I mean, at the time, it was medicine, so probably.
Yeah, I mean, like, he was... And it's like a werewolf and a Dracula fighting each other. He's like, oh, awesome.
Oh, cool. Look
totally
at that.
Totally awesome 1880s vampires and werewolves.
Oh, a team up I've been waiting for. Awesome 1880s.
Wouldn't you just abandon God at that point, though?
Yeah.
A fucking
picture
is coming to life.
Absolutely. That picture moved. There is no God.
And that picture is setting up the Twilight Saga.
That's actually true. So we'd see where Anna and Van Helsing ended up, and it turns out they fell under the windmill wreckage.
Yes.
And there, alive and well, is the Frankenstein monster. And this thing, I think, looks stupider than he did at the beginning of the movie.
He's enormous. He's
enormous.
Big.
He's got a weird, like, pop-o-matic trouble heart dome thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's got a puzzle head, like his head could open up and then close.
The top is flipping open like a fucking can of beans.
And there's like, what is it, like electro shit going on in there or something?
Yeah, there's some like motherboard in his brain. Yeah.
And on top of all that, he has like a steampunk ankle bracelet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so he can't, you know, have too many drinks. He's under drinking house arrest.
You can't leave Romania.
I got too many Deweys.
Him just drunkenly driving a carriage. I'd like to see that.
I can't stop thinking of my doctor. I can't stop.
He explains that he's actually a good guy. And right. Like, oh, we love Frankenstein. And like, that's kind of the thing. Dave Wenham shows up. He's like, oh, the Vatican just called me somehow. And like, wait, how'd you get that information? He's like, oh, don't worry. I corresponded with them in like a minute. He's like, because there's also like some bounty on Frankenstein's head now. They're like, oh, Van Helsing, you gotta kill Frankenstein too.
But well, it's a weird, like, but Van Helsing offers the creature protection right here.
Well, because the creature is the key now to the fucking, the babies being born or whatever.
Yeah. Right.
So Rome is like, we got to take him out of the equation.
Yeah.
Rome is also probably saying that guy's an abomination.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
oh, right
on.
To the Lord God.
Think
dude.
About, like, half the shit Van Helsing does when we're not watching his movies about him. He's, like, doing the church's bidding for small crimes.
Oh,
you know
I
what
see.
I mean?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
just
yeah,
random
yeah.
murders for.
It was his personal, you were never really here.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
I'd watch that, dude. The creature just going around killing people with a hammer.
Mm-hmm. And instead, he's working for the Catholic Church, he's bringing the girls to the dark chambers.
He's kidnapping them. It's a reverse, he's just a kidnapper.
It's a reverse you were never really here.
And so
now I just got Frankenstein with a big fake beard in my mind.
The idea is we're going to get Frankenstein out of town.
Well, okay. Yeah, we got to get him in witness protection.
I guess so. So they Kate Blanchett has a wretched line
Beckinsale.
Here. Beckinsale has a wretched line here, which is like, oh, you wish Kate Blanchett, by the way.
Oh yeah,
the horses in Transylvania are the fastest horses on earth. I'm like, what?
Okay, movie. Mm-hmm. Let's just keep going.
They're the magic. They're unicorns, actually. We just chopped off the horn.
We feed them drugs.
They wind up. It's like The Dark Knight, actually, kind of, where there's a fake truck with there's a fake carriage,
right.
With a with nobody in it, and then there's the real carriage that I think Kate Blanchett's driving.
Kate Beckinsale's driving. Kate Blanchett, it turns out, is not in this movie. But yes, it's the thing. Van Helsing is driving this carriage, and we're cutting to the inside of a carriage.
Yes,
and the creature and the friar are there, mm-hmm. and it's made to look like it's the same carriage. The Brides of Dracula attack.
Nikki Cat is driving the other one.
That's right. Matthew Modine is riding in a car behind them.
Yes, yeah.
But there's this weird thing where, like, I think this is what Kate Beckinsale was mentioning, though, because there's, like, this big gorge and a bridge is out. These horses, they kind of, like, fly jump over this gorge. The carriage doesn't make it. It explodes and, like, falls into the ravine or whatever, and you're like, oh, no, the creature. And then Hugh Jackman kills this bride.
Yes.
And then
he kills her with, he put a bomb in there.
Yes.
It's falling. She opens it and it's empty. Yeah. And there's a steak bomb that he made.
It just says like, ha, ha, ha.
It's full of shrapnel that
a
are
bunch
steaks,
of steaks. Yeah. And it blows up and kills. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, sure.
Very of the time. You know, it's what we were facing in
much
Iraq
more expensive than ball bearings, though, honestly.
But then we see, like, you know, Van Helsing, like, looks over, and here comes Kate Beckinsale driving this other carriage, and that's with the creature and the.
Then there's, like,
the
some ball trauma here. Like, there's another fight going on.
He's about to get his fucking nards mowed over by this carriage, dude. He's, like, hanging underneath this thing, like Indiana Jones.
Yeah, this wheel is really coming up close.
It's, like, shaving his pants. And then it's like the creature like helps out right here and picks them both up or whatever, and
he saves the day. But then
go on their merry way.
Then the creature gets then Kate Beckinsale gets kidnapped,
ugh.
And now there's got to be an exchange. And like Van Helsing is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. This whole town knows that Dracula exists, and they kind of like there's this weird thing where they tolerate Dracula. Oh, he only kills like one or two people a month. It's
right,
not a
right,
big
right.
Deal.
Yeah, it's like protection from the mafia. Honestly,
yet again.
Really. Yep.
got a nice fucking Romanian town here. It'd be a shame something happened to it.
That's exactly right.
We keep all the other fucking monsters from coming in.
You want the fucking, you want the creature of the Black Lagoon in here?
He will come in here. He'll fucking dirty up all your drinking water. You don't want that.
We run them out with small baseball bats.
Hey, literal spider. What are you? Why don't you dance? What's funny about me?
Literal spider.
But no, but Van Helsing says, like, all right, if we're going to do this, because the idea is Frankenstein's monster for Kate Beckinsale, and that's going to be the trade. It's like, all right, well, we got to do it in public where there's a lot of people, and Dracula will be less likely to do something crazy. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking? He's Dracula.
He's a monster. He doesn't give a shit who sees him do anything.
He's not afraid of the law.
Oh, no, the fuzz. Cheese it.
So that we go to this masquerade. Now it's also Halloween night. By the way, oh, I'm sorry. Another thing.
Oh, excuse me. You mean All Hallows Eve.
Which is, how is that even a thing yet? Is that a thing? In Europe? All right.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it actually does.
But no, in the last fight, the Wolfman bit Van Helsing at this point. So now,
correct.
And then there's also the timeline is way off. That it was just a full moon like two nights ago.
Yes,
and it's going to be another full moon again.
A lot of full moons in this part of the world.
Kill me. This part of the movie where I'm just dying.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we have to go to this fucking masquerade ball.
And we're in Bucharest, by the way. This is Dracula has his big Halloween ball in Bucharest, Romania, for some reason.
I'm not having all these people in my house.
Like, that's Jesus Christ, Dracula. You are on the cusp of this fucking massive experiment and trying to get all these babies born and whatnot. How about tone it down on the party planning? Why do we need this masquerade ball, the fucking third act of this movie?
Tradition. He always has it. It would actually look weird if he didn't, and then the Catholic Church would be more suspicious.
I would let down all the people of Bucharest if I didn't have my annual Halloween party. People have come to rely on the fun over the years.
Welcome to Dracula's. That should be the movie. It's Dracula's Halloween party.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And Van Helsing has to break into it, and all the monsters are there.
And so he's got Kate Beckinsale at this ball. This fucking Dracula actor doing some open mouth kissing on this woman.
Yeah.
Goob.
Yeah, not great.
And it's like he's got her under like the vampire mind control thing, even though she's like kind of fighting it. Verbally, like physically, she can't get away from him or whatever the deal is. In swoops Van Helsing in one of several, we haven't mentioned any of this yet, several instances in this movie of bad CGI swinging from shit. Oh, yeah. It happens like five times.
It's bad Spider-Man, like worse than Spider-Man in the first one.
It's awful. And like, so Hugh Jackman swings in, picks her up. It looks like fucking 16-bit SNES.
And now we're just playing Castlevania because this whole fucking castle's full of vampires.
Yep, yep.
And David Wenham uses it. Weirdly enough, he used that light bomb that would have, you know, who would have guessed?
Oh, because by the way, we should mention that every guest at this Halloween ball is a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because they're like, oh, it's like, I think it's Dracula. He's like, hey, everybody, it's Van Helsing. And then all these vampire guests are like, like, surprise, they're all vampires.
Yeah. And at this point, somehow Frankenstein gets kidnapped anyway, even though that wasn't part of the exchange.
Oh, who even?
And you get, which I've always wanted to see, is Frankenstein on a tiny boat, which is kind of fun.
Oh, as he escapes?
Yeah. No, as he's in prison or whatever. Yeah, or as he's been captured, he's on a boat. He's like kind of sad on a boat. It's kind of fun. This is when we do the thing with the magical window wall, whatever.
Oh, Stargate?
Well, that's what it is. So, like, there's this map that Kate Beckinsale says earlier in the film. She's like, my father spent all this time staring at this map, trying to find Dracula's castle. And Hugh Jackman, in 2 seconds, is like, oh, well, clearly this isn't a map, but rather a gateway that will transport us right there like a fucking magic pipe in Mario. So let's go. And it's seriously like they just get transported right to the front gates of Castle Dracula.
Sure.
It's so stupid.
It's so dumb. But I was like, I will allow this shortcut because without it, this movie is 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So we're there, and you know the monster is strapped into this thing, and they're nuts first, of course. That's where you put the main fucking jumper cables, dude. You really want these little things to be birthed? Hook it right up to the nards of this creature,
and you know they're zapping him, and all these vampire babies come to life. But we also are told,
If Dracula is killed, any and all vampires in the world also die. Why?
That's right. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Because he's the lead vampire. Yeah. I guess he's...
We're going off of that
patient
myth.
Zero. Yeah.
I never liked that rule. It's way too easy for me.
Yeah, I hate it too. But also the other thing we're told, by the way, is that Van Helsing himself is turning into a werewolf.
Yes.
And if he's not given an antidote that Dracula has by midnight on his first full moon, then the curse is permanent.
Yes.
Is the idea.
And then he becomes Dracula's willing whatever.
Right.
And here's another rule I don't like is he just has the werewolf powers...
Whenever he wants.
Whenever he wants it.
Well, no, it is.
When he's werewolfing.
No, it's a full moon. And but when he turns out of it, it's because there's like a cloud in the sky. And like...
Cloud covers the moon.
He's doing a bunch of super jumps before he turns into a wolf.
If you're like a werewolf, you move to like... foggy old London town Seattle.
Yep. you're totally fine.
Or also, what if you're in fucking doors? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, that's a good point.
The only thing is like literally close your door, put on Netflix, you're fucking fine.
Yep, exactly.
Or you can move to California in the 1980s. You can do that.
Yeah, what, the smog?
Yeah.
The smog. Oh, shit, is that a dragon? Smog.
Yeah, remember when LA had that fucking dragon problem?
Smog. That's why it's always burning out there.
No, we
smog.
That was in New York. We had Cue the Winged Serpent for a little bit.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Flying around the Chrysler Building. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. Great movie. I do remember that. I was
Larry
there.
Larry Cohen, the goat.
I saw
the goat.
I love Larry Cohen. Right.
He's the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like we break it into two teams. David Wenemeste and Kate Beckinsale are going to get the potion from this place, and then
Van Helsing's going after Draculia.
I'm gonna take a fucking nap because this is the worst movie of all time.
You haven't started already?
And there's so much.
I'm already there, dude.
There's so much back and forth. I'm not gonna go through all of it. They get the potion.
Yep.
Dracula's bride is fighting Kate Beckinsale. Igor's fighting David Wenham. He falls off a cliff. Frankenstein is swinging like Tarzan for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, it's all bad. More swinging in this movie.
And I mean,
it's kind of what happens.
Motherfucker is made like a rag doll, and his arm doesn't just rip the fuck off.
Yeah, he should be falling apart.
And he weighs 500 pounds. Yeah. There's no way he's swinging anywhere.
No.
And he parts this big, by the way. Let's be realistic. I know Frankenstein's always like a big dude, and you always think of him as a big dude, but if you're taking like random parts that you could find back then when people were malnourished and smaller, by the way, look at doors from old times. Yeesh.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be a little guy, right? Like a little rotten thing.
That's what Dr. Frankenstein wanted, but Dracula was, you know, he's backing him. He's like, only big guys. I only want big guys, strong guys.
You gotta make big guys. Like, is Dracula, like, feeding people really well to make them?
Yeah, like, where the hell are all these huge people coming from? Like, how many giants are in your town?
Well, I mean, then if you open that door, it's like, how in the world does Hugh Jackman look like Hugh Jackman in this? I mean, like, he's built like a fucking doorway anyway. Of solid muscle. There's no Bowflex back then.
Well, the thing is, he's an angel Gabriel, so that's why it looks like sex.
Yeah, I'm a jacked angel.
Yeah, God feeds all of his angels proteins. Nothing but it.
Oh, Frankenstein is fucking hanging from a cliff or whatever, and this is amazing because the friar, this dude Carl, Friar Carl, by the way, is like... Like, the monster's like, oh, save me. And he's like, but you're supposed to die.
Yeah.
And this fucking disgusting thing is just going, I want to live. He just screams it. And the guy's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, first of all, Frankenstein, I don't want to live, and I'm not Frankenstein.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
To what end? What's your end game with being alive, Frankenstein? I hate being alive. Surely you do.
Also, David Wenham, I just think he's giving up on the church at this point. He's like, I just got that blowjob. It rocked.
Yeah, dude, he fucked.
Now I'm going to save this monster.
My eyes are open, dude. He got it wet. His eyes are
now
open.
Now he serves the Dark Lord.
I'm going to plant different vegetables all over my garden. It's going to be hell for them.
Where does Satan figure into all this stuff?
Oh, nowhere.
They do say Satan. Satan gave him wings.
Gave who wings? Bats?
It's one of the very long, like, this is how Dracula is made. It's when Dracula is banished to this castle in East Bumble, wherever, it was really cold.
Yeah.
And they're like, well,
out in the sticks.
They were like, well, that's the end of Dracula because there's no way he can ever get back to town. The devil gave him wings.
Oh, shit. Wow. So the devil is like Red Bull.
So he's like, so like Dracula is like a corporal or something.
Yeah.
Well, don't we find out eventually that Dracula is Kate Beckinsale's like great, great uncle or some shit?
I couldn't tell you. I could not tell you. But I can tell you, the end of this movie is a fucking Hugh Jackman turns into a werewolf and Dracula turns into a giant bat thing and they fight each other stupidly for 15 minutes.
It's like an action figure mashing fight.
Right. Like, yeah, you just
I think that's how it was choreographed.
You know what? Also, Hugh Jackman, he's running around this castle. There's all these little dudes. Start kicking him. I would love to see like a couple of him punting a few of these things.
Wolf kicks?
Yeah, yeah. Just like, boop.
So there's a big fight and it's a weird, I don't know what's going on here. Like the Wolfman Van Helsing pushes Dracula like through something and he gets impaled.
Yeah.
What does he push him up? It's like a boiler or something?
Something, but it's the wolf bite that actually kills him because that's what they tell you is how it happens.
Oh, he does bite
him. Yeah. He does bite his
neck. That's
the
final coup de Gracie.
I see.
And did we mention the friar fights Igor?
Yeah.
And that's a thing.
And then Igor's like swept away by high winds or something.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of just CGI falling off cliffs is like.
I want to see him fucking splatter, man.
Well, that's.
I need a splat.
Because it's one of the rope is like going down. Yeah. The bridge, and I thought he's going to get cut in half. I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he just gets like pushed by it. But that's exactly right. It's like that dude in Die Hard 3.
Yes.
He gets hit with that cable and he's like cut in half. That's what should have happened to this guy.
Yes.
But we can have like no fun violence at all in this movie.
The most painful thing I think I've ever seen in a movie is in Die Hard 3.
Oh.
Is when John McClane gets something like it's a cable it's under his armpit.
Part of the wiring and he's pulling
it's on
it
his
out.
Shoulder.
Yeah. It gets right in the armpit and there's blood in there and it's like black because it's dirty and it's burnt. It looks like the most. If I'm John McClane, you've won, Jeremy Irons. I'm going to the hospital.
And, because remember the other detail about that. He's fucking hungover through that whole movie.
Yeah, that's.
So he's just walking around with a hangover headache dealing with all of this?
No, Zeus, we're just going to sit here and let it go off.
Exactly. You know, hey, Zeus, not my gold. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, let this boat blow the fuck up, dude. I am done for the day.
Kill his brother. I kind of think I got it coming, honestly.
But he bites him, and he's about to be a werewolf forever, but Kate Beckinsale comes and stabs him with the injecting thing.
But it's a weird, like, he was still a, like, crazy werewolf at the time, and he's killed her somehow.
And also, like, as he's, like, there is a shadow that makes him, or a cloud that makes him, like, werewolf Hugh Jackman, which you might also just call Wolverine, by the way. Like,
a real
fucking stretch for him, too.
Yeah. So she's dead, Dracula's dead, all them babies are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And we're left with fucking...
And then him and David Wenham kiss.
Right.
And it's really great.
Hilarious, like, sad wolf face when he realizes that Kate Beckinsale's dead and dude, he howls.
Well,
like,
he goes, no, ow, no.
Yeah, because, he starts howling, but then he turns back into a Van Helsing.
Yeah.
And so as he morphs down into a person, the howl just becomes a no.
You also just met her, so, right? Like, come on.
You guys didn't do
anything. Casualties happen in your
line
of work.
That's the one good piece of trivia on this movie.
Oh, is that right?
Where Hugh Jackman, in this scene, was supposed to be naked.
Oh, right. Oh.
And they said it was too distracting.
I believe
it. I'm like, hot buns. I want to be distracted.
It would be distracted in a good way because I'm not thinking about this stupid movie. I'm thinking about buns.
Hot buns.
The pit and the pendulum.
Yeah, so they put stupid fucking, dude shorts on him. And he
does have some dude shorts. Also, they totally throw out
for the dude shorts.
Might go around the boardwalk after this.
They totally throw out all of the, I have to pull my skin off.
Oh, right.
Because he is just chitch changing into this werewolf and back and forth with no problem.
It's a cloudy night out, and every fucking 5 minutes, a cloud goes over the goddamn moon.
It's so dumb.
Obscures the moon from this angle. What are we even talking about with that?
I don't know. So she's dead.
Or if you want to be a werewolf, just walk around with a fucking umbrella. You're fine.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, Buffy rules. You're talking
about. Oh, there's so much Angel hanging out in parking garages in that first season.
It's an indirect sunlight. Bullshit.
Dude, is Angel Mobile with the fucking tinted windows?
He burns.
No. I have sunglasses on. It's okay.
Sunglasses. But yeah, so the end of the movie is Kate Beckinsale is dead. This is where, Steve, I think this is what you're talking about with Frankenstein's monster.
Oh, yeah.
He's in a boat. Oh, he's rowing away like he lived. He's free. He's going to go.
He doesn't even got a boat. He's got a raft.
You're right. It is a raft. You are right. It's a raft. He's paddling away. That's the end of him.
And he's not sinking this fucking plank wood.
And he's like, oh, awesome. Totally awesome 1880s. I'm going to live forever as this husk of nothing.
Yep.
I can never love anybody. No one's ever going to love me back.
Someone's got to build me a bride. Sequel setup.
Oh, nice.
Well, he's got to go like the Thing or Manhunter, find a blind woman.
Yeah,
you're totally right. And then we have, shockingly, somehow, they saved the dumbest thing for the end of the movie. Dude, it is Van Helsing standing on this hillside looking up at a beautiful day with clouds in the sky.
They give her a Star Wars funeral first, by the way.
She burns on a pyre. It's fucking awesome. Totally awesome 1880s. And then he looks up at this fucking cloud coverage, and it's just all the souls of these dead Romanians reuniting and fucking singing and dancing in heaven.
And she like winks at the camera, basically.
Yep. Oh, big time.
It's fucking terrible.
I would have fucked you.
Now I'm living with my parents again.
Yeah, that's great.
Forever.
Yeah.
And also, wouldn't she have gone to heaven when she actually fucking died? Or do you have to be burned? Well, and I don't know what the Catholic fucking thing
no,
is.
No, I think you go to heaven. She just had to go through orientation, and now she can
stop by purgatory, pick up all these other dead Romanians.
You gotta get the fucking jumpsuit because it's like being in jail.
Yeah, she didn't have the pass for the express lane.
And then blissfully, the fucking credits come.
I was expecting some sort of stinger or...
No, nothing.
I mean, it's 2004. There were stingers, but like it wasn't, so stinger heavy.
No, I mean, it wasn't, Sam Jackson didn't come out at Robert Downey Jr.'s apartment.
Cardinal, I'm hearing news of a creature in the Black Lagoon.
That's right. Yep, that is right. Oh, in South America, there's a creature in a Black Lagoon. Dun, 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 dun.
Call him.
Yeah. Your guide is going to be Ponce de Leon. We're going to do that type of shit now in the sequel. Enjoy.
Blissfully no sequel.
Whew. What a wretched franchise. Or enterprise.
But I don't know how these idiots at Universal attempted to do this dark universe and not learn their lesson from Van Helsing.
They tried it twice. They tried it like literally. This is the first. There would be three times because Dracula Untold was its own dark universe. It was supposed to start.
That was supposed to be the start of the whole thing.
Yeah. And then that failed. Or
was that? Yeah, it was Universal. Yeah. But I was thinking, was I Frankenstein?
No.
Was that Warner Brothers?
Yeah, that's
Warner
a separate thing.
I Frankenstein, by the way, better movie.
Than this? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Would anybody recommend this movie?
Not in a million years. It's not a hangover movie.
Mm.
I mean, it's boring, but it's also very loud. I find this movie incredibly loud.
Very loud. No, fuck this movie. Never watch it.
Yeah.
It is longer than Star Wars, mm-hmm. and it is so dated, it should come with a free dinner at the Cheesecake Factory. So no, fuck this.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. This movie fucking stinks. Did anybody see this in theaters, by the way?
No.
I did.
I did, too.
First and only last time.
Yeah, night. Good for you. Yeah. I hadn't seen it on home release. It was like, I saw it in theaters. I was like, this is awful. Moving on.
Yeah.
And I'm sure back then I made the proclamation of never again will I watch this.
Well, I got suckered into it because a friend of ours was like, I don't know. It looks kind of good, don't you think?
Yeah.
And because he had read all like the classic books that it's based off of. Uh-huh. So I was like, let's do it. Let's do it. And I was like, all right, man. And man, have I never been pissed off.
Yeah, I would not recommend this movie. I agree with Steve. It is not a hangover movie. It's a total misfire in every conceivable way. A total misfire. And that is Van Helsing from 2004, directed by Steven Sommers. Thank you so much for continuing to support our Patreon endeavor. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sanak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
You know, it's Halloween. I guess everyone's entitled to one good scare, huh?
Sometimes.
mother.
Zombies have entered the building. They're at the door. They're coming in.
It is time to keep your appointment with the Wicker Man.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
These sick fucks, you've seen one too many movies.
Nah, Sid! Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's the fucking lotion in the bag?
What an excellent day for an exorcism.